You've probably heard by now that Carbondale is in the prospects of getting a super splash park. We've talked a couple of times with Park District Executive Director Kathy Renfro. Kathy's back this morning. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Jennifer. Always a pleasure to see you.
And a good morning to Clay Kohler, who is on the committee for a swimathon coming up this weekend. Clay, thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you, Jennifer, for having us.
A lot of people have heard at least a little bit of information about the Super Splash Park and about the grant that was received through stimulus money, the Department of Natural Resources. But, Kathy, where do we stand and what's going on? What's the progress?
Well, I hope you all have heard that we got a very generous gift from the city of Carbondale last week, a $100,000 contribution towards our match. We are on an ambitious goal to raise $500,000 by the end of December this year. We are at about $324,000, but we've got a little way to go, and we have an exciting fundraiser coming up this Friday, starting at 6 p.m. It's a 24-hour swimathon. It was the idea was brought to us by the Masters swim team over at SIU, which Clay is the coach. And we're going to swim from 6 p.m. this Friday to 6 p.m. Saturday over at the Life Community Center. There's a lot of people out there, Jennifer, getting pledges and getting ready to swim. We'd like to hear from them. Have them call the Life Center at 549-4222 and let us know what time they're going to be there. We have a host of celebrities. It's amazing to me how much swim talent we have in Carbondale. And I think Clay can share with you some of the details of the folks in Carbondale who have made swimming a lifelong sport.
24 hours trying to fill the pool with someone, at least one person, I'm assuming, every hour for that 24 hours. Clay, who can we expect to see?
Well, I don't know. Everybody should know by now that the mayor accepted the challenge, and he will be at the pool at 3 a.m., which is actually Saturday morning, and he accepted the challenge of a $1,000 per length donation from the Saluki Master Swim Club. So he has to at least swim three lengths of the pool, and that'll bring in $3,000 to the cause. Of course, if you're familiar with pools, you realize just swimming three lengths puts him at the far end of the pool. So it sure would be nice if we could get another donation so we could get him back to the beginning and so he could get out of the pool at the proper end. We also have Lieutenant Governor Sheila Simon will be participating, and I believe she will be there Saturday at 10 a.m. We also have, Kathy mentioned, we have a lot of swimming talent in this town. We sure do. A lot of very dedicated competitive swimmers in the Masters program. And for those, I actually think quite a few people are well aware that former Councilman Dr. Mary Pullman is an avid swimmer.
Sure. Lots of names that people will definitely recognize. But this isn't just for those swimming elite, from what I understand, Kathy. You're looking for, you know, just the common swimmer off the street, right?
Everybody's welcome. There's still plenty of time to gather up some sponsors and join us anytime in that 24-hour period. Get in the pool, raise some money for the Super Splash Park. It's going to be an exciting day. We'll have a hospitality tent, a chance to meet some Olympians that participated on the Egyptian team. They'll be also participating in the swimathon. And would love the opportunity to meet the community. They'll be there also Saturday morning around 10 a.m. So if you want to get a firsthand account of what it's like to swim at the Olympics, please come on by. We'll be there all night, too, with a little campfire set up in front of the Life Center. We just need people to join us out there. And you're right, Jennifer. It's for all swimmers. Everybody in the community is welcome.
A lot of fundraisers and organizers will tell you that you get to this point in your campaign leading up to a big event like this one, and a lot of people are saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to go, and I'm really interested in this. But the sheet remains a little bit blank. blank. You don't know when those people will come or what exactly they'll bring to the table. I'm assuming that's why you're asking people to call now, at least give them a tentative time that they'll show up.
Yeah, that would be really helpful logistically for us to coordinate the pool time. But it does seem that as we begin to contact and follow up on some of our requests, we find that there is a lot of people working on it out there. The Saluki swim team will be in, the youth that swim, they'll be in Friday night at 6.
Yeah, Friday at 6.
Clay works with them, too, over at the rec center pool. So there's a teacher from Carbondale Community High School, Mr. Justin Dennis. He'll be joining us over there. So we hope maybe some of his students will come up, to at least swim alongside him or maybe just to cheer him along as he swims away at the Life Center.
Clay, is there a minimum length that you're hoping people swim or a minimum amount you're hoping that they raise?
Actually, no. It really doesn't matter. You do not have to be an accomplished swimmer. If you need a life jacket, we'll accept that. If you need swim fins, that would be fine. Whatever it takes. This is a fun event, and our goal is, as you've mentioned, we'd like to have somebody in the water all 24 hours, and we already know that the lifeguard staff at the Life Center is committed to having somebody in the water every minute. Also, the Saluki Master Swim Club has set up a challenge that we hope to have somebody in the water all 24 hours. So there's some people with some lofty ideas out there and lofty goals, but we would like everybody, as many people as we come, we are not going to turn away anybody. There'll be a place for you to swim.
Kathy, we've talked a couple of times about how you want this to be a regional effort, not just City of Carbondale residents. And I've heard from some people when they see the headlines or they hear the news that the city has made a pledge or a donation of $100,000, and they hear about the money that you got initially as part of that grant, and they think, well, have they raised all the money they need? Are they there? So how much, I know you said $500,000 by December, are you getting close to the overall goal?
To build the pool that we think will best serve the region, we need to raise about $900,000. So it's another $400,000 above what we hope to realize this year. And now that we have the confidence and the support of our city leaders, we will begin to kind of branch out into Carterville, Murfreesboro, and all of our neighboring cities, and ask that they step up also to make this the best pool we can for everybody. I guess the thing about the swimathon and really all the fundraisers we've done, Jennifer, is that we want people to participate. We want them to be able to look back 5 years from now and say, gosh, remember when I was 7 and I swam in the swimathon? And because I did that, I got a pool. So really, I think the strategy of the committee and the park district is that this is a gift we're going to give to each other. Everybody who participates is giving the gift of the splash park to their friends, to their neighbors, to their grandmother, to the children that they may have 5 or 6 years from now. I think Dr. Mary Pullman did a great job last week of talking about what lifelong swimming is and what it does for a community. She started her career as a lifeguard. And for many of us in the recreation field, that was our start. It's a responsible job that requires a sense of physical fitness, and you really are in charge of making sure that people stay safe there. So we're looking forward to that opportunity for our youth in the region, too, Jennifer.
Sure. It's the Super Splash Park, which is planned as a part of the Carbondale Park District, and the Splash-a-thon, which is coming up this Friday into Saturday. It runs from 6 p.m. Friday to 6 p.m. Saturday at the Life Center in Carbondale. You can get involved by calling 549-4222. That's 549-4222. More information on the Carbondale Park District is at cpkd.org. Kathy and Clay, thanks so much.
Great to see you, Jennifer.
You're very welcome. Thank you.